The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite any of the children to come on forward. Morning, and here they come, and here she comes. Good morning, good morning, good morning. All right, I have a really hard question to start this today, all right? Do you guys know what wisdom is? I'm still like that, maybe, kinda, but you know what foolishness is, right? Have you ever been called foolish by a grown-up? Oh, man. But foolishness is kinda goofy and kinda, you know, maybe not the smartest and all the rest of that, okay? And so in Corinthians, Paul was saying that the world wants us all to be wise, but it wants us all to be wise like the world wants. All right? How many of you want to be the biggest and the strongest? Yeah, there you go. Let's be honest. Come on. We want to be that, right? Now, when you look at me, do you think that maybe I could have been the biggest and the strongest? Thank you. Well, I have two brothers, and I'm the smallest of the three of us. I am. Really, truly, I am. I have a picture on my computer to prove, right? So I'm not the biggest and the strongest, and I may be not wise. But you see, what Paul said was, God doesn't need you to be the biggest or the strongest. God doesn't need you to be wise like the world wants you to be. God wants you to love the people around you. God wants us all to look at the cross and find inspiration. And on the cross, Jesus died, all right? He wasn't the Super Bowl winner, and he didn't win the Cy Young Award, and he wasn't in March Madness basketball. Jesus died on the cross for you and for me and for all of us. Jesus wants us to love the world that much. God wants us to love our neighbors that much. Now, you may never be asked to die for someone, but God wants us to be ready, wants us to be willing. Because the world thinks that that's foolishness. But Paul says that the wisdom of the foolishness of God is wiser than our wisdom. And the weakness of God is more powerful than anything the world has. And that means the love that he gives you every day. We get to go out and love. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for showing us what God's wisdom looks like. In your death and in your resurrection. Help us to live your wisdom. Help us to live your love. Help us to help our neighbors. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. Thank you for being here, everybody. Morning, morning, morning.